When you were young, did you and your friends ever debate which superpower was the best? And you, did you have a favorite? Was it flying? X-ray vision? Invisibility? Kids love to imagine how they would use, say, invisibility. The practical joke possibilities alone would keep them entertained for quite some time. Our perspective on this topic certainly changes with age, though, doesn't it? I don't know of too many older adults debating one superpower over the other. Maybe that's because our imaginations have mellowed, and we gravitate toward more realistic and practical ways of thinking. And maybe it's because things like invisibility evoke different feelings when we're older. We don't want to be invisible. We want to be seen. Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for the week and a brief devotion. This week we turn to the longest of the 66 books in the Bible. Do you know which one that is? It's the book of Psalms. Specifically, Psalm 139. Before we get there, let's begin with a prayer. We are your creation, Lord God. You know and love us more deeply than anyone, even ourselves. We find great peace in knowing that we are not alone. Spirit, guide us today that we take opportunities to share your love with others and to do the good we can in your name. Amen. I invite you to listen now to a reading from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. Lord, you have examined me. You know me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. Even from far away, you comprehend my plans. You study my traveling and resting. You are thoroughly familiar with all my ways. There isn't a word on my tongue, Lord, that you don't already know completely. You surround me, front and back. You put your hand on me. That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It's so high above me that I can't reach it. Now for a reflection on this passage, written by Jerry Aoyang, an ordained deacon and retired pastor in the California Pacific Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. Jerry writes, I used to play hide-and-seek with my children. They would hide and I would search for them. The fun of seeking was knowing that someone was hiding, and the fun of hiding was knowing that someone was seeking. Our favorite pastime always ended in a happy reunion with smiles and laughter. But as a pastor, I am concerned for people who feel that no one is looking for them, or fear that someone might really see them. My heart breaks for people who ask themselves, does anyone care that I was even here? Who notices me? How can I be in the middle of a crowd and feel like no one sees me? Do I matter? Would anyone love me if they really knew what goes on inside me? This beloved psalm responds to these worries. God knows what we are like. Our heart, fears, thoughts, motives, dreams, and disappointments. God knows our past, our present, and future. God understands and notices what's going on around us, to us, and inside us. There is no need or reason to pretend that we are perfect, because Jesus loves us wholeheartedly, without question, including all of the not-so-perfect parts inside us. When I read this personal psalm, I hear God's voice saying, I've got my eye on you. It is not a warning. It is the promise of a loving, protective parent who knows, sees, and cares for us. God's complete knowledge of us is a blessing rather than a burden because of God's everlasting love. God has given us everything we need to be loving, caring persons where nobody's are non-existent. May it be so. Amen. Thank you for joining me this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services at 8:30 and 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The 10 o'clock service is also streamed live on our website at sunprairieumc.org. And since this is Labor Day weekend, next week we will return to our regular worship times. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.